From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama sounds a note of caution on whether the ceasefire in Syria will actually lead to peace talks.
But we have seen modest progress over the course of the last week or so with respect to humanitarian access to populations that are threatened. If over the next several weeks we can see some lessening of the violence that's been racking that country, then that provides us a basis to build a longer-term ceasefire.
President Obama spoke Wednesday at a White House appearance with the visiting King of Jordan. The White House is vetting Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval, a Republican, for the Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. The 52-year-old Mexican-American was appointed to the bench by George W. Bush before running and being elected governor in 2010. Senate Republican leaders have said they will hold no hearings on any Obama nominee. Reports from the United Nations say the U.S. and China have agreed on a draft resolution that would expand sanctions against North Korea. The sanctions are in response to the North's recent nuclear test. Anonymous diplomats say the proposal will go to the full 15-member council soon. A U.S. federal judge ruled Tuesday that aides to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton can be questioned under oath in connection with a lawsuit over the release of emails from a private server she used while in office. Uganda's main opposition party says it is working hard to gather evidence to legally challenge the outcome of the February 18th general election. Uganda's electoral law allows 10 days for a legal challenge. This is VOA News.